Jewish news from down under.
Down under.
With Vic Aladar.
Good day, mate.
Morning, Vic. How are you?
Good morning, Kath. I'm very well, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Yes, very good to speak to you. Shana Tova. Hope it was a good
Shana
new year.
Shana Tova. Yes, Shana Tova. The new year is upon us.
So it is. Vic, the Jewish Board of Deputies overwhelmingly passed a same-sex marriage resolution. Talk to us about this.
This is a major issue. It's same-sex marriage has been a big issue in Australian society itself for the past probably 12 months now. And it's been discussed. It was one of the issues which was discussed in our last federal election with commitments to canvass the general population as to what they think about it. And it's been generating a lot of public debate, and so much so that the government, the federal government, has now committed to, it has now posted to the entire Australian population, every household, a survey form as to whether or not they are in favor or against same-sex marriage. Every household has got one, and you have to tick in yes or no, yes, I'm in favor, or no, I'm against. And this has to be done by November. The postal ballots went out in the last couple of weeks, and it has to be done by November. The thing is, though, the outcome is not binding on the government. The government doesn't then have to say, well, the majority want it, so therefore it'll now be law. It'll then, if the majority of the population do want it, it'll then have to go back to the parliament, who will have to decide, and the government decide whether or not they're going to make it law that you can, that same-sex marriage can be recognized. Needless to say, a lot of different groups with vested interests have spoken out on this, different communities, even sports clubs, different faith groups. And the Jewish Board of Deputies, New South Wales, in Sydney, last Tuesday night, where we had our monthly meeting, a motion was put to our meeting, basically saying that, acknowledging that while we acknowledge that as a matter of halakha, same-sex marriage is not permitted, it resolves to call on the government to ensure protections of religious freedom and religious education, but to support equal treatment under Australian law for same-sex couples who choose to marry. And so this resolution was put to the meeting, and the numbers were approximately 99-1. There was one person spoke against, and amazingly, the rest of the room voted in favor. And so it's a big deal for the Jewish community to – the representative body of the Jewish community to have come out supporting this. We made it very clear in our resolution that this is a civil issue. We make no comment on, nor are we qualified to make any comment on halakha, on religious requirements. And we fully respect those within halakha who object to this and who don't agree with this. And the rabbis will do what the rabbis see fit to do. But what we are talking about here is entirely a civil requirement, that this is within civil society that same-sex marriage should be allowed. And so it has generated, obviously, a huge amount of response from within the Jewish community. And I understand from the Australian Jewish News, which goes to print tomorrow, Wednesday, that they have been inundated with letters and overwhelmingly supportive of the position we have taken. In other words, supportive of the right of same-sex couples who choose to marry within the Jewish community.
Vic, what would have happened if so it still has to be passed in the Australian Parliament. But what happens if what the Jewish Board of Deputies – whatever you vote on, whatever issue you vote on, contradicts what the Australian Parliament votes on? Like, what is the status of the Jewish Board of Deputies, and what sort of mandate do you have?
So that's a very interesting question. So what our resolution says, quote, we call on the federal government to ensure protections for practice of religious freedom. That means protecting halakha. We support the elimination of discrimination against same-sex couples under Australia's civil law by extending legal recognition to marriages between same-sex couples who choose to marry. and to support equal treatment under Australian law to same-sex couples. So in other words, all we are saying is we call on the federal government to do this. So first of all, we have to see the outcome of this plebiscite, of this postal vote, where, as I say, every Australian household has received a ballot paper, essentially, and has got 2 months in which to send back its forms saying yes or no. If the majority say no, pretty much sort of end of story. If the majority say yes, as I say, it's not binding on the government to do anything, but obviously there will be pressure, public pressure on the government to now take this to the parliament and see if it can get through the parliament. But as I say, I mean, within the government itself, there's a lot of different opinions. The former Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, is strongly publicly against, and interestingly, he has a gay sister who is strongly in favor for obvious reasons, whereas the current Prime Minister is in favor of allowing same-sex marriage. So within the government itself, there's not one position. And so if the plebiscite, if the public response is yes, we do want to recognize same-sex marriage, it then has to go to the parliament, and then we'll see what happens there.
Yeah. All right. Vic, we've only got a couple of minutes. Literally, we have 2 minutes. Tell us about Australia sent some journalists to Israel.
That's right. This is something which the Border Deputies does once a year, and Rich and I had the privilege of accompanying the group, and it was a group of high-level journalists from across the media, television, radio, newspapers, spent a very intensive week, and the aim is always is self-evident. It's to for them to return with an appreciation of the complexities of the region, and that's what they acknowledge they come back with. Just understanding that it's not simple black and white, that you know that it's binary right and wrong, that it is very complex, and we put in front of them high level analysts from across the different sectors, take them to the borders of Syria, the border of Lebanon, the border of the Gaza, so they can literally see what the situation is with high level people briefing them in those places. And so it's a very important activity, and we just came back from there just a few days ago.
Wonderful. All right. Well, that's where we leave it. We wish you an easy and a meaningful fast, and we'll catch up with you next Tuesday.
I look forward to that, and fast well to all your listeners. Thank you.
Yeah, except that it goes so slow, Vic. Fasts go very slow. I don't know why it's called a fast. Anyway, thank you very, very much. God bless.
Thank you, Jeff.
Take care.